Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And the my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. Also, a part owner and an executive with a community bank in Pennsylvania, right, Bill?
New Jersey,
that's right, over in New Jersey. And
Liberty Bell Bank.
Liberty Bell Bank, I love that. And so many other leadership positions that he holds now and has held, including being the head of the entire School of Business at Temple University in the past. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're going to talk about your index, your NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. Not much of that last month.
No, there wasn't. The index went down by a point from 93.9 to 92.9.
We're getting into new low territory, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the lowest reading in 2 years. It just hasn't changed very much. If you go back 2 years, if you go back to December 14, our index actually got to 100 for 1 month.
Yep.
And that is above the 40-year average of 98. But that was it, you know. I mean, and then we've been sliding down from there for the past couple of years, and mm-hmm. So it hasn't gone anywhere. The index is based on 10 questions, and 6 of those went down, and 4 of them had no change. So it was kind of widespread, you know, small deterioration in all the components, and we lost a point. And but the issue is that, you know, we're just not going anywhere. So
yeah.
And again. Well, why would we go anywhere if you look at what's going on out there, right? What's happening that makes business
what would make you want to invest?
Oh, let's expand my business now.
You know, exactly. And, you know, you got a total change in percentages of 12% negative from last month.
Yep. Well, 12 percentage points. You know, that means that on those 10 questions, the percent giving a positive answer, you know, lost 12 percentage points cumulatively. And that's, you know, it's not very big.
That's not good, though.
It's not good. Well, I say, given, it's not good given that it's been trending down since December of 14.
The big one was, there's a couple of biggest. Earnings was down the most.
Yeah.
Higher sales were down the most.
Yep.
Capital outlays was down the most. A Good Time to Expand was down the most. Those were the highest numbers that were down individually, and those are all optimism issues, aren't they?
Yeah, nobody thinks it's a good time to expand. It was seasonally adjusted. 8% of the owners think it's a good time to expand, and almost 60% think it's a bad time. And then when we ask them why is it a bad time, they'll say, "Well, sales are weak and the economy's not good." That's the number one most frequently cited reason. The number two most frequently cited reason is a bad time to expand is the political climate, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. That's, you know, generating all kinds of uncertainty for owners. They're not, mm-hmm. They have no idea what policy is going to look like, mm-hmm. and what that's going to do to the economy, but when they hear things like negative interest rates and all this other nonsense, they go, "Whoa, what is that? I have no idea, and it scares me to death."
Well, and in a survey that we conducted since I talked to you last, Bill, where we asked them, how is your local economy serving you with regard to sales? We had an interesting thing to happen this time. It's different from other times. The top group, the great, our economy's great group, almost was cut in half.
Yeah.
The bottom group, which is the we're in trouble group, went into small single digits. But the middle group, the two middle group, meaning sales are okay but not great, and we're not seeing any improvement. In other words, they're just kind of hanging in there. Those two groups got bigger. So
yeah.
So we've got fewer people doing great. The people who were bad, in my opinion, have either closed up or there are not many left, and it's the muddling through people who, that's in the middle. That seems to be the case, isn't it?
Yeah, we have kind of the same thing. Only 12% of our owners think that 6 months from now the economy, business conditions will be better, and 26% think it'll be worse. Well, that's like 2 to 1 mm-hmm. on the negative side. That's not a great number at all. That's terrible. Who's going to invest in that economy?
And to me, I know I've said this before, but I have to come back to the single reason. There are a couple of entities that are creating this, folks. The anti-business sentiment coming out of Washington, more specifically out of the Obama administration, and the failure of Wall Street and corporate America to reinvest in the economy. Bill, those are the two reasons. We don't have anybody who wants to play with us in the marketplace, Bill.
Yeah.
Small businesses don't. We're ready to play. We're ready to go. But they're not.
Yep, that's the case. You know, the big companies are sitting on cash or buying back their own shares, which makes the shareholders happy for the moment. But, of course, it doesn't grow the company any. And that's what we need. We need real investment, real business investment. Not buying pieces of paper.
Well, and they're still not. And then we've got the White House turning the internet into a utility.
Well, that's true. And the president's spending all of his time trying to close Guantanamo, so he'll look good by fulfilling a promise.
Instead of talking about what
he can
do to grow the economy and to grow jobs,
that's not even on the table.
Have we ever even heard him say anything like that before?
No, it doesn't come out of his mouth.
Mm-mm. It's unbelievable.
You know, he's more worried about our international image, which he's tarnished amazingly.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's doing a good job.
NFIB.com is one website. Smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website where you can find another place you can find his index and all the charts that go with it. And also on my website, Bill has given us permission to post the index on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.